Morning all, welcome to the team car, the Fendrian team car for today's show. That's number 26, we're 26 today. We'll soon have as many podcasts as I've had years on the planet. So welcome all. For those of you who are new to the show, and I know we're getting new listeners every week, what we look to do is, it's almost like just a minute, but in 10 minutes. It's rapid fire, update, 10 minutes. We don't want to take up too much of your day. So from the Fendrian team car, every Wednesday, we'll talk about the pro racing. We'll also mention anything significant in the Fens, the Peterborough kind of cycling scene as well. That we think is exciting, or that people send us in to pass on to you. The podcast is brought to you in association with the cycling community, velorooms.com. So get along there if you haven't already. Get registered. What you'll find is a fantastically friendly cycling community where you can not only read race reports, previews, get detailed maps, road books, all of the kind of stuff that you'd need if you were looking to go and watch a big pro bike race. But you will also be able to, once you're registered, be able to contribute your own opinions and previews and reviews and stuff like that. So it's a fantastic website. I recommend you get along there and log in or sign up today. It's absolutely free. So, usual brief is starting off by saying, well, we're in the Fendrian team car and it's either raining, which has been quite often, or it's sunny and the Oakleys are on. But disastrously, the Oakleys were a casualty of the recent family holiday. So, we are currently wearing a complimentary pair of Sunwise Peak, Sunwise UK sunglasses manufacturer, or UK cycling glasses brand. Got these through some kind of link up with Tony Gibb a few years ago, when Tony Gibb was still a top domestic pro on the UK cycling scene. So it's sunny, it's warm, it's nice, it's getting towards the end of summer. I can't see any calamitous reason why there won't be any local bike racing this week. There's been a lot of challenges and problems, and we'll do a proper review once we get to the season's end. We've got a couple of exciting things coming up, actually. We've got, hopefully, some information on the local coaches, and even if you're not local to our area, I think you'll hopefully find that interesting insofar as what to expect from coaching. What the sort of equipment and things that you might need, and hopefully kind of like just a general chit chat on coach riders. Also, depending on internet connections and things, next week we may well be reporting live from the Alps. But yeah, we'll keep that one under wraps until then. So if the show's not out on its regular slot or whatever next week, don't panic. It's more about. More about how we get to connect up in the extremities, the higher Alps of the French Alps. So yes, got that coming up. So what's been happening then since we last spoke, which is 2 weeks ago now? The Vuelta has started. It's been pretty exciting so far. I didn't obviously see all of it, having been on holiday, but I've caught up with clips and highlights and things like that, and it looks like it's a typical Vuelta fair, isn't it, eh? Typical Vuelta fair that's got that kind of end of season almost. I think most commentators and observers call it melancholic effect, where people seem to be a lot more relaxed. The crowds are a bit thinner, they're a bit less dense, they're a bit less in the rider's face. The scenery is still absolutely magnificent. You do get the odd transitional day in the Vuelta where you get a sort of 25-mile long dead straight road with deserty fields on either side and a massively warm wind battering them at 40-50 k's an hour, but taking all that aside, when the race does look good, it looks amazing, and the climbs are always steep, the climbs are always hard, and certainly Lagos de Covadonga was really, really good. It looks a beautiful mountain, the lake at the top, fantastic racing. I think Quintana is finally going to be able to sort Chris Froome out. I don't buy all of this Chris Froome is bluffing stuff. I think he has genuinely been struggling. fascinating, and some more interesting mountainous stages to come. And by putting a pretty long time trial late on, in theory, it could have gone one or two ways for the organisers. It could have killed the race stone dead because everyone might have waited for the time trial and defended in the mountains. The fact that Quintana knows that he needs to get a bit of, or quite a chunk of time, because it's a quite a lengthy, I think it's nearly 40 miles, the time trial. So he knows that he's got to deliver something pretty special in terms of a buffer before he gets there. And it's actually making the Vuelta really, really good watch. So back on today, looking forward to catching up with the highlights of that on ITV4 later on with David Miller and Ned Bolting. So all good. I hope you've been following that and keeping up with that as well. If not, you're probably getting quite excited about the Tour of Britain, which starts this weekend up north before filtering down. We've been very lucky in recent years. We've had a stage finish relatively locally at Sandringham. We've had stage in King's Lynn. We've been really lucky to have the race relatively close by. I feel that it could be quite some time before it ever visits Peterborough. I remember, I think it was 1992, the Milk Race skirted Peterborough around the parkway out towards the A605. Riveting that must have been. So you never know, maybe in years to come. I always await the route coming out with some excitement to see. What I did do last week while on holiday was go and scout a bit of the route from the stage from Carlisle to Kendal, which is going to be pretty epic. It features, for those of you who've holidayed in the Lake District, and I know a lot of you will have done, it features the struggle, the Kirkstone Pass, but the going up the Kirkstone Pass, the road out of the back of Ambleside. So I had a little trudge up there. The kids love that, as you can imagine. And what we found, I think what we already knew, was we found a fantastically tough mountain. A tough mountain with some 20% gradient, a little dip in the middle, but a proper steep finish up to the Kirkstone Pass in, and then a proper technical descent back down towards Windermere before quite an exposed road into Kendal for the finish. I'm not entirely convinced that's going to be a day for a sprinter, but also looking at the run-in, I'm not too sure how breakaway or lone breakaway is going to work as well. So it's going to be fascinating. The race, the whole race is going to be exciting. Obviously, while the recent days we've had confirmation that I think it's Mark Cavendish and Bradley Wiggins are looking to ride the Tour of Britain, which is fantastic. Kudos for the race. Bradley Wiggins continues the world's longest retirement tour. I think he's going to give Status Quo a run for their money in terms of farewell tours. But good luck to him. And let's hope that you know he can get round and do a good job in support of the leaders of his team, of his Wiggins team. If anyone is likely to be out and about, you know, make sure you include at FendrianEU in any tweets or pictures or stuff about the Tour of Britain, and we'll be sure to retweet it on. The Tour of Britain, that's concluding. There are quite a few other races. It's actually quite a busy time of the year actually going on. We're starting to build towards the World Championships, of course, now, which are of that rare sprinters' worlds. We usually get a classics course or, you know, a preparedness course for the worlds. But this year we are going to be, hopefully, maybe going to see a Greipel Kittel sprint off for the worlds. Wouldn't it be nice to see the German team kind of split between who they're supporting and all? Well, it'd be exciting. It'd be great. Maybe even John Degenkolb can nip in and win it. So it's going to be a massive few weeks. So stick with us on the show and keep in touch via our Facebook page. If you look for Fendrian on Facebook, if you look for the website, I think the URL is superbly efficient again now after having had a spell of inefficiency. So that's http://Fendrian, FENDRIEN.EU. There's follow us on Twitter, you can follow us on Instagram, all of those things. So please do get in touch, and next week's show, who knows, but it's definitely going to be from the Alps at some level. So look forward to that, and speak to you all then. In the meantime, have a great week and enjoy your miles.